Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio show,
yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio show.
Radio show.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you guys are. And I hope you guys are encouraged. You know, tonight I'm speaking about you can change your narrative. If you've been here before, we've talked about it. I want to say it and talk about this in even more so in a different way. I want to send a shout out to my mom. What's going on, mom? Shout out to my Baltimore sister, Angel.
Angel,
you know, that's how we greet each other. What's up, Angel? You know, and I appreciate you guys for coming through. Hey, mom, how you doing, mom of mine? How are you doing? And I hope you guys are well tonight, wherever you guys are. Hope you guys are encouraged. You know, one of the things about guarding our mouths, guarding our tongues, one of the things I was encouraged about tonight for myself is just getting to the point of recognizing this one thing. As a man speaketh, so also is he. So I just wanted to say, as you speak and whatever comes out of your mouth, guess what? You create your environment around you. So you speak for peace, you speak for love, you speak for joy, you speak for those things, and you meditate on those things. Guess what's in your mind? Those things that are lovely, those things that are, which are pure. But if you're staying negative, how can God use that negativity to do what he wants to do in your life if you are always staying negative? So you can change your narrative. See, because sometimes we get to this thing where we are always complaining about what we have, about what we don't have, about what we wish we had. And I just had to get to a point where I just said, Lord, you know, thank you. I trust you. I believe you. I believe the things you say about my life. I believe the promises, and I believe that if I do the things I'm supposed to do, and I'm always prepared, then I will be ready when that situation, that new thing happens that you are bringing into my life in that season. And that's my faith, and that's what I believe, and that's what I stand behind. Because I've seen God move in my life. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm glad you're doing well, Mom. I'm glad you're doing well. I hope that you guys are doing well wherever you are. So tonight I'm talking about you can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. And as I've also said before, one of the things about it is that sometimes we get to this place where we feel like we put the blame on, or we shift responsibility on other people. So when it comes to our faith, we put on other people. This did not work because you did not do this. I need you to do this for me. And you did not come through or whatever. But guess what? You are responsible for your own narrative. I look at our lives like our life as if it's a play. Imagine each person's life is like a center stage. You're in the center stage of your entire play. It's your name, like G. Wright. Guess what? The center stage, G. Wright. So everything around me, my orbits, everything, I'm on the center stage for my life, the decisions I make, the things I do, the things I say, the things I believe, the things I do. Whether good or bad, guess what? I'm on the center stage of my life. So what happens then when you have somebody else who comes along, guess what? They're in their center stage of their lives. And then our center stages connect. They overlap. We connect and we go in and out of people's lives. We connect. And the question is, what kind of energy are you bringing? What kind of words are you speaking into your relationships and your friendships? And then how are you acting in that whole scenario, that whole scene, that your sense stage? How are you conducting yourself? Are you speaking the word of God? Are you living the word of God? Are you walking by faith? Are you trying to encourage other people? Exactly what are you doing? You know, there are a lot of things I can talk about, but certain things I'm just not going to go into. But this part about you can change your narrative, sometimes it's good to do some checkup points. Just to remind ourselves, guess what? Just because X, Y, and Z has happened in your life does not mean that you have to go down this particular road. Just because this has happened does not mean you have to do this. You can change your narrative. Guess what? You have to become accountable for what you do. You know, listen, guys, we're all dealing with things. We're dealing with grief. We're dealing with changes. We're dealing with a whole bunch of things. But how do we deal with those things? How do we deal with those things? You know, but you can change your narrative. And then also, along with that, is also being able to make some decisions and be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to do this right here because I need to focus on this right here or that right there. But listen to this. I'm going to talk this morning as my prelude to what we're going to talk about, right? Just because some things have been doesn't mean that they always have to be. Again, I'm telling you that right now. What's going on, Willie? Just because some things have been does not mean that they always have to be that way. What's going on, Willie? What's going on, Jacqueline? Hey, you know, what is a narrative? But I'm going to tell you this first. Before I even go there, you can change your life. You can change your life. You can change your life. And you're talking about, what do you mean by life? You got, first of all, let's break that word down, narrative. What is a narrative? A narrative is a way that you tell or write your story, you know, depending on what viewpoint are you coming from. First person, second person, third person, right? I, he, she, or you, they, you know, whichever direction you tell a story. A narrative is the way you tell or write a story. So you can change your life. You can change your narrative. And you might be saying, well, what are you talking about? You know, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, how are you guys doing out there? I see you guys coming through, and I appreciate you guys for coming through. And those who come through, you know, every Tuesday from 9 to 10, I appreciate you guys coming through. You know, sometimes, guys, we don't want to take accountability for the things, for our actions. That's kind of like if you see someone and you see they're training and doing, they're working out, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Guess what? They're preparing themselves. They're getting themselves ready. You know, you can change your life step by step, moment by moment. But listen to this. Proverbs 23:7 says this, for as he thinks is in his heart, so is he. You know, Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Listen. What you do, what you say about yourself when you are alone or by yourself. What do you say or believe about yourself when you are alone by yourself? Because listen, for as he thinks, so also is he. For as he thinks in his heart. What do you think about yourself in your heart? Then I want to ask yourself, what manifests in your life? Because how you think in your heart, exactly what manifests in your life. So if you think that I'm defeated, I'm never going to make it, guess what? More than likely, you're going to be defeated, and guess what? More than likely, you're not going to make it. Then you wonder, well, how come this person makes it, and that person was in a worse situation than I was in? Because that person's faith, that person was prepared even when they're going through. Let me tell you this, and I say this before, and I say this for real. I went through a rough season, a rough patch in my life and a few years ago now, like I could say some years ago now, because time is going by so quickly. And I can't just say like 1 year, 2 years. I'd say about five or six years ago. Ooh, yeah, about 6 years ago. Oh my goodness. See, time is going by so quickly. But when I was going through, I told people this, I was on zero with zero. And if you come on, you know, I've said that before. I was on zero with zero. And it was rough. Well, how do you think in your mind? I thought, you know what, God, I'm believing that God's going to bring me through this situation I'm going through, I'm going to believe that God is bringing me through this situation I'm going through. I'm believing that God has a purpose and a plan for my life. So guess what? I'm not going to invest so much into what this person is doing over here or that person is doing over here. I'm focusing on God. God, what do you have? What would you have me to do in my life? Good evening, Oscar. What's going on? Hey, Antonio, thank you for coming through. What's going on, Mr. G, Jacqueline, Rochelle? Those who've come through, I appreciate you guys. It's good to see you guys. You know, and tonight we're talking about this. You can change your narrative. The reason why I say this, it's not just about prosperity message. You know, people talk about prosperity. You speak and it comes forth. But guess what? What you speak comes back. It comes back. But you got to believe what you're saying. You got to believe whatever you're believing in your heart about yourself. Guess what? That helps create your reality. People can say whatever they want to say about you, right? But it's how you perceive yourself, how you perceive in your relationship with God. What has God told you about your life? I'm going to tell you this, it doesn't matter where you're born, but what matters is if you are willing to move forward. Are you willing to go that extra mile? Listen, some people can see you, they can say, oh, I don't respect the God in you. I don't respect your dream because I remember you. You're so-and-so-and-so's son. Oh, yeah, I used to change your dirty diapers, you know. Oh, yeah, you, man, kid never got right, you know. But guess what? You can change your narrative. When you see people, and I want to tell you this, when you see people, you see some of the most successful people, what didn't they do? They did not stop. Guess what? They kept on with their plan. And for those who are Christians who believe in God, you know, guess what? They applied the biblical principles. You know, they had their relationship with God. They have their relationship with God. They trusted God. They were ready, even when people around could tell them, you know, you're not going to make it. They said, you know what? I believe I will, so I won't stop. So what is the difference between someone who is successful and someone who's not successful? Someone who says, you know what, I'm going to take ownership for my actions, and I'm going to go ahead and do what I'm supposed to do to get to the next level I'm supposed to get to. But this whole thing about you can change your narrative, I'm going to take it even further. I'm talking about you can change your narrative. You can change your life. It's easy to look at other people and say, I wish I had what they had. But it's another thing to say, am I willing to invest? Am I willing to work when I'm on zero with zero? Am I willing to speak forth where? Am I willing to walk and proclaim what I'm believing God to do in my life? Am I in it 100%? Or am I in it, and then when someone says, you can never do that, and they say, give up, or I'm never going to get it. Guess what? No. You are responsible for your life. Your part of you are responsible for. See, the part is about us. We have to be prepared. So what is that saying? When preparation meets, you know, when you're prepared and an opportunity comes along, you're prepared because you're already prepared. You're prepared. You've planned. You know, guess what? It happens. It happens. But you guys know what that saying I'm saying, talking about, right? You know, when opportunity... Okay, here it is. I think you'll see what it's saying. Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. Have you guys heard that? Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. Being prepared in and out of season. Guess what? You can change your life. Guess what? You are responsible for you, for your actions. I cannot hold you responsible for what I do. But guess what? How do I deal with life when life happens? How do I deal with things when they happen? Guess what? You can change your life. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Someone had done this for me when I was like over 300 something pounds, and I was highly depressed, and I was finished my master's, one of my master's, and someone wrote this. They wrote, I can't. Say I can. When I was like, how can I get a grip of this weight? And the person says, say I can. You know, now I'm halfway in my journey. I'm halfway through my journey. I'm halfway where I want to be. But guess what? I said to remind myself, I can. And guess what? I put it on this person put it on a little like a card, back of a card, like one of those things, and wrote, I can. And guess what? I will carry that in my wallet. Sometimes, guys, we have to remind ourselves and this whole thing about you can change your life, guess what? You remind yourself, I can. No, you can finish that and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. Because guess what? As man thinketh, Proverbs 23:7, so also is he. So how you think, if you believe you can, guess what? You're going to be open. You're going to be ready for when that opportunity comes. When that opportunity comes, guess what? You are ready. You know, and that I can really help me out when I was going through some things. It's something to have something tangible in my hand that I can really look at and say, you know what? Yes, I can. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I will do this. You know, and it makes a big, big difference. And it really, really encouraged me. So it might sound like elementary, like what are you talking about? Guess what? When you get to a point where you have something that's tangible in your hand that you can read to yourself and say, you know what? I can. And guess what? I still have that thing in my wallet. And occasionally from time to time, I will look at that. I will look at that. What's going on, cousin? What's going on, Oscar? I will look at that. Sometimes you just have to say, I can. Yes, tonight's topic, you can change your narrative. Coming from a different angle, I know we've shared this before, and sometimes I believe it's good sometimes to do some tune-ups. Sometimes, like, we have to do some car maintenance. Guess what? Sometimes we have to do some spiritual maintenance just to encourage ourselves, oh, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, as NIV says, King James Version, who strengthens me. You know, I can do all things. Now, just think about Clock Sisters. I can do all things through Christ. You know, sometimes, God, you just have to say, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or through Christ who gives me strength. Guess what? When you speak it, guess what? You encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord, because sometimes I might not be able to reach my friend or sister Special K. What's going on, Karen? I might not be able to reach my mother. I might not be able to reach my cousin. I might not be able to reach some people, and I have to be able to encourage myself in the Lord. What's going on, Arlette? You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So first point tonight, you can change your life. And some people say, well, why would you say you can? Because sometimes we, as Christians, I feel like as if sometimes we get to this place where we feel like, you know, we can't say I can. But guess what? There's some things that God has given you that you can do. You know, you don't have to tell anyone that you need to eat, right? You just go and find some food so you can eat. You look for some food so you can eat. Likewise, there's some things that we know that we can do in our. If you smell yourself, guess what you want to do? If you learn better, if you're taught better, you can. You're able to. You go and you clean yourself up. You go and take a shower. You wash up. Some people might say bird bath, whatever it is. You clean yourself up. Guess what? There's certain things that you can do. And instead of us saying, you know, like, we can't do this, we can't do that, guess what? We can do some things. You know, there are some things that we can do. And it's about being prepared. It's about being prepared. What's going on, Brian, tonight? We're talking about you can change your narrative. We're just doing a spiritual tune-up, a spiritual reminder. Because guess what? As things begin to change and things begin to open up and we're coming across people again, we're coming across situations. I don't know about you, but sometimes are you wondering, should I do this? Or am I able to do this? You know, just so different. This time is just so different coming out of this pandemic situation than with the uprise of other things. But listen, you know, you can change your narrative. You don't have to go by somebody else's narrative for their life or what they think your life should be. Guess what? You can change your narrative. You. It's on you. Part of that is God giving us the grace and the ability to do it. But guess what? The other part of it is us doing our work, doing the work. You're not going to get any muscles, physical muscles or spiritual muscles, if you're not willing to work out those muscles. If you aren't willing to go through the press. The more you press, the more you can burn off the fat, the more you can burn off things. If you're pressing, pressing. But if you don't press, if you don't lift, if you don't go through anything, then how are you going to be able to become spiritually strong or even physically strong? There's a part of it that you got, that you have to do. You're responsible for it. Second point tonight, change your thinking. change your thinking. What would happen if we stop thinking negatively and start thinking positively? What would happen if we say, you know what, when those negative things come across our minds, we say, you know, oh, greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. Or I might say, you know, let me just open up my Bible and see what I read, see what it says. You know, whatever it is, point I'm saying, speak the word of God in your life. Speak the word of God over your life. Change your thinking. How many of us are really willing to say, you know what, instead of looking at, I've used this example before. What's going on, Alondra? What's going on, Pastor? What's going on, William? Instead of thinking like the glass is half full or the glass is half empty, I heard someone say this. What about just saying, thank you for the glass, Lord? But sometimes, you know, sometimes we look at life as it's half full. Half full means, okay, still, we still have something to work with. But you can, someone else can look at that same glass and say it's half empty, which means we're going to run out pretty soon. And I had someone, like I said a few seconds ago, who said, how about just saying, thank you for the glass, Lord. Thank you for the glass. We have to change our thinking. You know, sometimes we want stinky thinking, negative thinking, thinking that goes contrary to what God's trying to do in our lives, but negativity. How do you view life? Because sometimes, guys, that whole thing about you can change your narrative, sometimes you have to think out of the box. When I say out of the box, just because you might have been exposed to some things in your life does not mean that you have to keep on looking at life through those lenses. Like you can say, look, you might have gone through some devastation, some pain. So guess what? For those of you who've gone through trauma, traumatic events in your life, you might look through life through those traumatic eyes, through traumatic lenses. Like you're the victim in everything. So it doesn't matter what it is, you will always be the victim because that's the way you look at it. Or someone's always trying to do something to you rather than saying, okay, at this point, there are some things that I am responsible for, some things that I can do. Change your stinky thinking. If you feel like you can never get over the hump, guess what? More than likely, you won't. And it might take you a little longer. It might take you a little longer. Sometimes, look, it takes a long time. Like, listen, let me tell you guys this. I hate cold water, right? I only like to drink cold water. But when I would go to the pool and I knew that the pool was cold, the water was cold, guess what? I can go on the diving board. And I might be on that diving board for 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. You know, especially if there's not a line behind me. I might be on that line. It might take me a long, long time to even jump off. But guess what? It might take you a while. But we have to get to a point saying, let me change my thinking. Let me change my thinking. And sometimes we can be so negative that we're working against what we're praying for. We're praying that God will use us for his glory. We're praying for these different things. We're praying for these breakthroughs, but we keep on with the same mindset. How about let's think out the box? What will it hurt you to say, you know what, I'm going to think about this in a different way. Let me look at this from a different angle because I'm not getting it this way. Lord, please show me how to look at this situation from a different angle. You know, let me see what Brian is sharing. Brian's sharing Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. That's a good one. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. That bitter root, guys. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Bitter root judgment. We make those bitter root judgments, and some things you say, I will never change. That person did this, and that person hurt me, and blase, blase, blase. And whenever that person comes and that name comes up, those same emotions come back, that's a bitter root judgment. You have to release that thing, ask forgiveness, work on forgiving that person so you can move on. That bitterness will also affect your thinking. You got to be willing to say, I'm going to step out of the box. It's like we said a few weeks ago about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about you forgiveness. Oh, I was talking with a group of people. Yeah. Bitterness, pride, fear, all those different things. You know, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Yeah. That bitter root. Yeah, we talk about bitter root judgments. But bitterness, pride, fear, bitterness. You know, And those things will keep you from moving forward. So with pride and fear, but this in context is talking about the bitter root, bitter root. You know, no bitter root grows in. We got to be willing to get rid of our stinking thinking. And listen to this, without change, there can be no change. Without change, there can be no change. It's, you might say that sounds like a play on words, but really, without change, there can be no change. So if you keep on doing the exact same thing over and over and over again, that's what they call that. What they call that? Insanity, doing the exact same thing over and over, expecting a different result. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that also comes with that, guys, is this. You got to be willing to do something differently. You got to be willing to do something differently. Now, this one part here, when you talk about bitter root. Brian, look up bitter root. Find a definition, Brian, of bitter root. Okay, here you go. Also, that whole thing about changing your mind, being willing to, you know, stop the stinky thing and being willing to look at the situation from a different angle. Also, renewing your mind daily. Renewing your mind daily. Reading the Word of God daily. Reading the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about this? You know, when it comes to, this is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Again, do not, Romans 12, 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Be willing to renew your mind daily in the Lord. Be willing to renew your mind. What's going on, Archilla? Got Archilla in the house. Tonight we're talking about you can change your narrative. First point, you can change your life. We're on second point, change your thinking. Renew your mind daily. I know life is kind of crazy. Sometimes life can sometimes be hectic, but we have to make God number one in our lives. We have to make God number one. We have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, let me read the Word of God. What's the Word of God for today? You know, study. Have a Bible verse of the week. You know, I used to do that when I was younger. Have a Bible. No, encourage yourself to read the Word. Encourage. The more you know, guess what, the better you're able to stand when the enemy comes against you like a flood. What's going on, Tamisha? What's going on, Jay? What's going on, Isaac? What's going on, guys? It's like we're talking about you can change your narrative. Talking about change your thinking. Renewing your mind daily. Just because you renewed your mind does not mean, and you read the Bible, one day does not mean that you don't read the other days. Sometimes we go and we got the word from the pastor, and we go on through the week. We're not spending any time with God in the Word of God for ourselves. You can change your narrative. It's great to go to church and hear, hopefully, confirmation about what the Lord has been talking to you and showing you in your life. That's kind of like, you know, sometimes you're in the right place because the preacher's preaching exactly. It's like he's looking through through the lens of your life. But guess what? What happens is that, guess what? We're all going through the exact same thing. So the preacher's preaching, of course, to himself first and then to everyone else. Guess what? Renewing your mind daily. You got to take time to renew your mind daily. Don't just wait for to get the word from the pastor on Sunday. Also, read the word Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, read the word every day. Let's encourage ourselves to strive, because the more you know, the stronger you're able to stand when the enemy comes against you like a flood. When life happens, you know you're not gonna have, you don't have to fall apart. You can remember, greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. You know, you can remind yourself all the different things that it says about in the Bible. You know, you can remind yourself and encourage yourself. And what you believe about yourself, right, will be evident in your life at some point in time. What you believe about yourself will be evident in your life at some point in time. What you believe about yourself, what you believe about your creator, about God, what you believe about yourself will be evident in your life at some point in time. If you have peace and you have peace in your heart, you have peace, you have joy, and guess what? And you say, you know what, Lord, I'm trusting you. I believe that you're doing this in my life. I believe in who you are, so I'm going to trust your leading in my life. And guess what? If you believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who gives you strength, guess what? You're going to step out there. You're going to do what God has called you to do. I believe that we are in this spot, in this place right now, where God is releasing his anointing for us to do the things he's called us to do. We just have to be willing to do it. That's come there are a lot of people who've been switching, changing careers. How is this person able to walk and do this thing in their lives? How are they able to do this? And they've been just stepping out. And it's about really stepping out. Yeah, that's right, Tamisha. That's what we said earlier, Tamisha. As a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7, so also is he. Yes, yes. You know, just getting to that point of saying, you know what, Lord, I'm trusting you and I'm believing you. You know, but what you believe will be evident in your life. You know, there's some people, guys, if you look at some success stories, even people in the Bible, you know, even when you feel like you cannot do it, but you say, you know, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust that you're going to bring me through. Hey, how you doing, friend, Ms. Friska? I'm going to believe you and what you are doing in my life. So I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to step out. I'm going to step out there, and I'm going to do this thing you've called me to do. You know, and I'm saying this, guys, like this. You know, and I've shared that. This is my book, A Poet's Heart, you know. And guys, honestly, my mom's been telling me for years to put this out. And you know what? I want to say thank you for those who did go out and purchase this. I appreciate it. I appreciate you doing that. Hope it touches your heart. But guess what? I'm just sharing this and showing you this. This is something I held on to since 1997, guys, 1997, almost nearly 24 years. So I was nervous to put it out there. And, you know, and I just took the step of faith to say, you know, I'm going to believe you. You know, so this person had something to say. This person had something to say. God, you give me something to say. I had someone who's encouraged me, my mother who has encouraged me. Go ahead and out there and do it. Go out there and do it. And one of my friends encouraged me. Well, our sisters in the faith encouraged me, and I went out there and did it. Why I'm telling you this? Because guess what? I never thought I would have had a book. You know, but guess what? Change your thinking. Just because I haven't had one doesn't mean I will never have one. I have to believe, you know, Lord, you've given me something to say. So hopefully something I've written will touch someone's life and touch someone's heart and encourage them in their walk. The point I'm sharing that with you is this. The whole thing about you can change your narrative. Yeah, look at God, Oscar. He knew when the right time, and it's now. Yeah. And you know what? And it's like Oscar's like, basically like, what are you waiting for? Jump out there. And I'm seeing people start businesses. I'm seeing people get laid off. And then it's like, well, I've had this passion to make cupcakes. Next thing you know, they're delivering, and their business is blooming. You know, that's a story, true story. I think two sisters in the D.C. area, and their cupcakes are blooming. You know, sales blooming, even in a pandemic. You know, and just say, Lord, you know, you give me something to say. Okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And so this come forth is something that I held on to for 24 years. Some of you guys have gifts. I want to help children do this. I want to help this person do this. Guess what? You can change your narrative. How are you thinking? Are you thinking, Lord, I'm going to step out there. I'm going to trust and believe you. And I'm going to put this out there. I might get some no's, but guess what? Don't stop until you get that yes. Because God's told you yes. Guess what? It will be yes. It will be a yes. So don't give up. Don't give up. I want to tell you this also. Change your speech. Words are so powerful. Words are so powerful. I heard someone tell someone, oh, you're a bad child. You're just like your mom. You're just like your dad. You're a bad child. So guess what? When people do that, and I hear people doing that, saying things like that. And have you heard someone say things like that about somebody's child, or whether it's their child or their grandchild or niece, nephew, about someone in their lives? Guess what? What you speak, you're speaking forth negativity over that person's life. So then guess what that person begins to do? They begin to act just like that father, just like that person that you might not even like. So when you have to be careful about what you speak over people's lives, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what are you doing with that tongue? What are you doing with that tongue? What are you saying with that tongue? What? Mm. Guys. Listen. So much life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking? Yeah, what are you speaking out of your mouth? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That small muscle can do some damage. You know, you can change your narrative. So what happens is sometimes we're saying we believe in God, I'm believing you for change, but then we speak negatively about the change when God does bring the change. How come I'm going through this? How I like things to be like this. What happens is that we want things to be the way we want them to be, but when God begins to change things in our lives, then we start like, hold up, why is this happening? I generally like to do it like this, A, B, and C, and God, it's not happening in my life quite like that. What is happening? Because sometimes, guys, you might feel like, well, I can see it from point A to point B, or from point B to C. God, guess what? God's got to get you point B. God might not take you the way that you're going. He might take you to the left, to the right, then go through it, go down it, through a tunnel, underground, bring you up, then go around a circle. They bring you to point B. You don't know which direction or how it's going to happen, but you have to believe it's going to happen. But you got to change your speech. I got into the whole thing about turning left and going right and going under this bridge. But point is this, guys. Just because it might not appear like it's going to happen in your life, guess what? It still can happen. You speak for peace. Speak for joy. Speak for life. Speak life. You know, I'm believing that, Lord. I'm trusting you. I don't understand why I'm going in this direction to get to point B. But I'm going to trust you. If you trust him, guess what? He'll get you to point B. He'll get you to point C. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Yes, Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it eat its fruit. You know, listen, guys, that small little muscle can cause some damage. And sometimes, guys, when you speak those things, sometimes it might take some of us it might be easier for some of us to get through some things. Sometimes it might take others of us longer to forgive. But guess what, guys? Sometimes what you speak, it can really affect your life, and it could affect somebody else's life. You know, you might ask yourself this question: how come I can't? Well, you said I can't. You know, sometimes we're saying, Lord, I'm believing you to go to the next level, and then things begin to change, and then God's requiring more of us. We don't want to give more. We want things to stay the same. So if you're ready to go to the next level, you got to be willing to move with God. God might bring some different people into your life. He might take some people out of your life. But you've got to be willing to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Change your speech. Lord, I'm going to instead of me cursing, you know, how come this is going on? That person got that. No, thank you, Lord, for what you've given me today. Thank you. Let me give thanks. Let me give thanks that you're going to break away out of no way. Let me make thanks that you're going to make the rough places plain. Let me make thanks that you're going to make the rocky places smooth. Let me give thanks that you bring everything into perspective in this season. Let me give thanks that you have not left me when I was on zero with zero in 2015, 2016. You know, Brian, yeah, a bitter root, a bitter heart, find no place like forgiving heart. Okay, that's what you found, Brian? A bitter root, a bitter heart, find no place like forgiving heart. Yeah, bitter. When something's bitter, and you might say, you know, Lord, I cannot stand this, that why I have to go through this, why I have to lose this. Let me tell you this. There's some people out there who you might feel like what you've gone through is the worst situation, right? There's some people out there who are experiencing worse than what you are. And then I'm saying, guys, when I was going through what I was going through, I thought this is the worst. I thought, like, Lord, you can take me now. Lord, I'm ready to go to the other side. No, you know, take me, Lord. I'm ready. I'm done with this mission. And he's like, no, no, no. And God brought me through. But guess what? And coming through, I have realized that this whole thing is that, you know, thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace and mercy so that when I was going through and I was complaining, or I was depressed. I don't even know if I was necessarily complaining. I was depressed. But God had some people who were around me, who encouraged me. So this whole thing about changing your speech, change your life. You can change your life. You can change your thinking. You know, you need to change your thinking, change your speech. Guess what? As I said, I'm just going to trust you, even though I don't see how you can bring me through this. I'm going to trust you. And guess what? I trusted God. I took step by step. It might have been small steps. And sometimes, guys, I might have just been crawling. Sometimes I was just crawling. Yes, Andy Schiller says his grace is sufficient. That's right. His grace is sufficient. You know, and I just said, you know, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. I don't know how, and I know the things you promised me. And I'm just going to trust you. Yes, yes, daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Yes. And listen to this, guys. I'm telling you guys, honestly, in going through, I realized, you know what? There are some people out there who are going through worse than what I'm going through. I thought what I was going through was the worst. So I've learned now at this point even to say thank you, Lord. You know, or have you ever got to that point where you say, how can I live life without this person? How can I live life without that person? And guess what, guys? During this COVID thing, between family and friends, I've lost about 8 or 9 people within the past a little bit over a year and a half. About 8 or 9 people. Probably about half of them family members. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, about over half of them family members. So, and that whole thing about how can I live, guess what? You're going to have to. Guess what? Life goes on. Guess what? And guess what? Their journey hasn't stopped. It has stopped on this side, but now on the other side. But guess what? When am I speaking out of my life? I'm still here. So, Lord, I'm still trusting you. I might be going through some things, but guess what? Lord, I'm trusting you to bring me through this. I'm trusting you to show me how to live and how to speak life over my situation. So now get to this point that when I'm going through and I feel like, okay, this person, whether it's by death or whether it's by God closing that door, by God opening up a door, you know, saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you that your plan for my life is yea and amen. I'm going to trust you, as Auntie Shirley was saying, give me this day, you know, our daily bread. Give me this daily bread. Thank God for his grace. And sometimes when you're speech, you can't change your speech. You're going through something. You're going through your things, and God's transforming you. Because changing your speech does not necessarily happen overnight. Listen to this. At work, right? They're doing some construction. So this particular construction, they've torn down a whole facility, and then there's this one little part that they clean out everything. I was thinking, oh yeah, they're gonna save that. They're gonna save that foundation. They're gonna save that and build the new stuff inside of that, and they're gonna keep the old structure. Oh, that's gonna be nice. Then I went to work, and so they started tearing that structure down. So when I was walking today for a quick second, it was hot out there. When I was walking, I was like, just like it takes time to construct, sometimes it takes time to deconstruct. Sometimes God's tearing things down so he can build us up again the way he wants us to be built. And guess what? While we're going through that process, we still have to trust him. Even in going through that thing, just imagine, like, sometimes things happen just like this, and sometimes things happen with a process. Sometimes you might say, well, Lord, you changed that person's life like this, but this process is going so slow. But just because he did it that way does not mean he's going to do it again in that way. And God's like, everything is a process. Everything is a process. So still speak forth life. Even though God might be deconstructing some things in your life, deconstructing some negative thoughts, deconstructing some thoughts, whatever it is, your actions, your the way you think, the way you act, the way you do. And God is building you up. Guess what? Don't be so harsh on yourself. Because guess what? It's going to take time to rebuild that foundation. So what God's doing, rebuilding our foundation so we can stand. Let's not just be tossing tossed here and there by kids in faith. Let's get to a point and say, look, I'm trusting you because I've seen you work in my life. I've known you to work in my life. So I'm going to trust you in this situation. So, Lord, let me speak. And wherever you are, speak forth. I believe you, God. I believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm believing you. I'm trusting what you're saying about your word, that you guys know I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Sometimes you got to speak that life, and you got to, not sometimes, every day speak that life. Like Anisha was saying, give us this day our daily bread. You know, and listen to this, God is not mocked. What you sow, you reap. What you sow, you reap. See, God wants us to get this thing together so that we're speaking positively, positive things. We're doing positive things so that what we put out is what we get back. Sometimes we wonder, well, how come that person never goes through, that person never goes through this? Guess what? What have you put out? What has that person put out? Then, better yet, what have you put out there? What have you put out there? Listen, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he reaps. You know, and sometimes guys, like I say, look, Lord, I want to be in shape like the best of them. But guess what? If I don't work out every day, I won't. Let's talk about this spiritually. If you're not working out every day, if you're not praying every day, if you're not reading the word of God for yourself, if you're not building your relationship with God, so when he talks and you can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and you know, hey, this is God speaking to me. Okay, Lord, I'm hearing what you're saying. You get that conviction in your heart. You say, listen, if you don't spend time, guess what? You're not going to grow spiritually. See, some of us, we want the results. Go through what these people, these spiritual giants have gone through. We don't want to give up. Listen, you're not going to sometimes be invited. You have to be okay with that. You know, Isaac says this, hey, Isaac, faith without work, without the work is dead. Faith without the work is dead. You can have faith the size of a mustard seed. If you don't put that faith to action, it is dead. I say, oh, you know, listen to this. Like some people are like, what are you doing? I had a friend of mine. I'm telling you this. I went to California, right, years ago, with a brother of mine. And to visit a brother of mine, my parents sent me out there. And we went to this one place, right? And even though he might have been struggling, guess what? You know, we went to this one place and we were dressed down, right? We didn't get any service. This is 1998, right? He was like, okay, we can go back and get dressed up and watch how this happens. We went back. We were dressed up to the nine. You hear me? We were dressed up. We got the service. It all was based upon the way we looked, the perception. Point I'm saying is this, guys. You might feel like you're struggling or something like that. But if you're believing God for the best, guess what? You dress the best that you're able to. You do your best. If you want to become this professional, guess what? You dress like you're professional. You talk like a professional until you become a professional. If you believe in God for an increase, speak it and then act like it. You know, what are you speaking? When you release your faith, I says, shit up the scripture, faith without the work is dead. Faith without the work is dead. Faith without works is dead. You have to do something. Not just that one work, but you have to do some works. There's some things you have to do to exercise your faith. Exercise your faith. You want to become a spiritual giant? Exercise your faith. What are you speaking? And then who are you listening to? Guys, connection. Who are you connected to? Guys, this season, it's like this whole thing about connection. I'm seeing God move in people's lives, and it's like connections. Who are you connected to? When I was going through, thank God, I had my mom, I had my cousins, I have one of my aunts and a few cousins and two close friends who were with me when I was really, really going through during that time. The question is, who are you listening to? Who are you connected to? Who's encouraging you to change your narrative? Well, it's like you're going through something and you have somebody coming up to you and say, oh yeah, you're going through a whole bunch of mess right now. I'm glad I'm not you. Have you ever experienced that when you're going through and someone is telling you, they're telling you how bad your situation is. They're not telling you how strong God is. They're not telling you how great God is and how great God is able to bring them through. In fact, they're telling you, ooh, your situation is really, really bad. I'm so sorry you're going through that. Ooh, I wish I wasn't you. You don't know. You need some people who are going to be speaking to your life. But don't forget what God said about your life. Don't forget that greater is He who lives within you. Don't forget that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't forget that He will meet every need in your life. Don't forget that asking should be given you, seeking should find, knocking it should be open unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Who's speaking life into your situations? Who's speaking life into your situation? Who are you connected to, and who have you given rights to speak into your life? That's from some people. You have to think about the whole thing about changing your narrative. Sometimes people don't want to see you prosper. Sometimes people don't want to see the best that God has in store for you. Sometimes you have people around us who are speaking against what God's trying to do in our lives. There's people who are speaking, trying to add their pen to your narrative. No, that's not what God is saying to me about my life. I appreciate you for telling me what God is telling you, but this is what God has shown me. So I'm going to speak forth what God has shown me about my life. So you got to be careful, guys. Sometimes we give people too much credit, too much room to speak into our lives. And then we put down the dream that God has given us. Whatever your dream is, we put down that dream. Because so-and-so said that I'll never make it. So that person said I'll always be a troublemaker. That person says that nothing I do is right. That person says that I'm just like my father, just like my uncle. I'm just like my cousin who never made it to anything. So we put our things down. We turn out. In fact, we give the person the power to write out in our narrative. In fact, we take the pen and we start believing and writing what they're saying. No, what has God told you? God told you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What is God telling you to do? Speak life. God's saying exercise your faith. God's saying thank you for the daily bread. Give thanks for the daily bread. Trust me. Trust me. Auntie Cho says, how will we know what God can do if we don't allow Him? That's right. Sometimes these circumstances or situations are just opportunities for God to show us how faithful, how powerful, how loving He is. Whew. Glory to God. Thank you, Auntie Chilla. How will we know what God can do if we don't allow Him? Sometimes, guys, we give other people the opportunity. We give what they have to say opportunity. We give what they say about our lives opportunity. But what would happen if we say, you know what? I'm going to trust you, God. I know my mother. It could be your mother. It could be your father, your sister, your brother, your grandparents, your uncle, your aunts, your cousins, friends, your mates. What are they speaking to your life? Instead of giving their words power, you speak forth, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm sorry you feel this way, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm sorry you might have some issues about what God can do for you, but I know what God has done for me. He woke me up this morning. He gave me this dream. He gave me this desire. He has given me this opportunity to make a difference. He's given me this opportunity, this door that I will never get this opportunity again. And I'm going to trust Him in this season. I'm going to take the step and move forward in this season. I'm going to write my book. I'm going to publish my book. I'm going to sing forth what God has given me to sing. And I'm going to teach and I'm going to preach. I'm going to encourage. It might just be one person. It might just be two people. But if you trust God, God can take your dream and multiply that dream right before your eyes. But the question is, what are you saying in response to what people are saying about your life? And this whole change of your speech. People speak things, and if people don't understand what God is trying to do in your life, and they're speaking negativity. No. I'm going to speak forth the word of God. Thank you for your opinion, but I'm trusting in God. And sometimes God allows those things to happen so you can change, make some changes in your life. So you can allow some, that's why I don't talk to that person that much. Listen, negativity, out the door. You can change your narrative. Sometimes these circumstances or situations, which Auntie Shirley said, sometimes these circumstances or situations are just opportunities for God to show us how faithful, how powerful, and how loving He is. Sometimes we go through these things. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Shirley. Sometimes we go through that thing because God wants, let me show Let me show you who I am. Let me show the people around you who I am. And God will raise you up in the midst of those people who are saying, God can never use that person. God can never use that person because of X, Y, and Z. God will never, and God will raise you up in the midst of those people. He will raise you up and transform you and change you in the midst. What's going on? What's going on, little bro? What's going on, Mike? Listen, change what you do. First point, you can change your life. Talking about changing the narrative, right? You can change your thinking, change your speech, and change what you do. If you want to become better, then do better. If you want to become better, position yourself to become better. That means if you want to become a health nut, you want to become healthy, that means you got to change what you eat, change what you put in your mouth. That means you got to change what you do. If you want to become a better writer, guess what? You've got to write. A better singer, you've got to sing. Guess what? Auntie says this, be still and know that I am God. What does it look like to be still? What does it look like to know? What does it look like to be still? Well, you can have that peace. And people are doing all those other things that they're doing, and you're not bothered by that because you know God is doing his thing. You know God's told you to do. If he's told, that's coming, it's so important. What's going on, Orlando? It's very important that you understand what season you are in your life. It's very important that you know if you're in a season to be still. Are you being in a season to be to move? Are you in a season of crying? Are you in a season of laughing? Are you still in a season of building? Listen, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, then a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. It's about knowing what season that you are in your life. That's so important. What does it look like to be still? You can have that peace because you know that if God told you to be quiet, then you're being quiet. You have that peace. Be still and know that I am God. God's working it out. We got to trust when God tells us the things he's telling us. We have to believe him. Then what does it look like to know? When you know, what does it look like to know? You have that peace. People can do anything. People can tell you anything, but you're not moved. Because if you know that you're in a time of being silent, and people saying, you need to speak up. No, I'm good. I am good in this situation. I'm speaking when God tells me to speak. I'm speak forth life. If I'm going to address that situation, I'm going to address it when God tells me to address it. But right now, God's telling me to be silent. And then when it's time to speak, when you speak, it's going to carry even more weight because God has already imparted and implanted something in your spirit and in your life. Auntie Sheila says, Iyana Vasant says, you got to put the work in. That's all right, Auntie. You've got to put the work in. Change what you do. Change it up. You've got to put the work in. Listen, one of my brothers, when I played Blue Brothers, got it going on. I'm trying to get like that. So guess what? Sometimes it might be like, what are you eating? I'm eating some fries. You know, you're not supposed to eat any fries. You know, you might have to treat yourself once in a while, but guess what? You have to change some things. You know, if I want to become healthier and I want to become better, then I have to make some changes. I can have a fry once in a while, but not every day. You listen, you got to change your patterns. I'm just using that example because for me, guys, I'm this health thing because I stopped in those years where I couldn't break the 300-pound mark. I was over 300 plus. You know, guess I had to be willing to change my patterns. Change what you do. You want to change your narrative? Change your patterns. You know, and guess what? When you observe people making good decisions, you say, oh, you're not eating rice. You're eating cauliflower rice. Let me eat some cauliflower rice. Let me eat more vegetables. Are you cooking? Oh, let me cook. You make changes to change. You want to change your narrative? If you want to become a good business person, hang around people who are good business people. Invest in some relationships and those people who are doing those things, who are successful in what you're trying to do. And then insanity. Stop the insanity. doing the exact same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You can keep on running to that brick wall. What do you keep on? You're doing the exact same thing over and over. Change something different. Do something different. Do something differently. Then become steadfast. Become steadfast, meaning persevere. Don't give up. Listen, sometimes, guys, we give up right before the victory. We give up right before God's going to do what he's going to do in our lives, and we give up. But I want to encourage you not to give up. You can change your narrative. Imagine that you have that pen. You have that pen. God has given you the ability to make some decisions. And sometimes it's not about, you know, you need someone to tell you, eat healthier. No, you know to eat healthier. If you want to live, you want to get off medications, you got to eat healthier. If you want to do some things that are different, you want to be successful, guess what? Start acting the role. Start dressing like the role. Start speaking like the role. Become that role. You can change your narrative. And when you're ready and you're prepared and that door of opportunity opens, guess what? You are ready. You can change your narrative. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Do what God has called you to do. Guys, when you change your thoughts and your feelings, you change your behavior. Your thoughts affect your feelings. Your thoughts, your feelings, they affect each other. And then when you change those things, guess what? Your thoughts plus your feelings equal your behavior. But if you want to change it, you have to change those thoughts. You have to change the things you're thinking. You have to change the things you're saying. And when you change those thoughts, those feelings come, you know, no, I'm not going to give way. No, I'm speaking forth life over the situation. Because guess what? Then you change your behavior. If you always look at the same thing from the same angle and you're doing the exact same thing, you're not going to get any results. Nothing's going to change. You have to be willing to do your part. You can change your narrative. You can change your narrative. Wherever you are right now, I want you to say, I, and say your name, I, Gregory, right, G, right, can change my narrative. Because guess what? Greater is he who lives within us than he who lives in the world. Guess what? As a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7, so also is he. What are you thinking? What are you speaking? And then what are you doing? And they will know we are Christians by our love. Walk in love. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in grace. Walk in God's mercy. You can change your narrative because God is with you. He's given you the opportunity and the ability to do the things that you can do. And he will do the things he will do based upon what you believe. Thank you, Isaac. Isaac wrote, Isaac Moore can change my narrative. Guys, wherever you guys are, you can put it right here. You can write it down on a piece of paper. You can speak it wherever you are. I, then say your name, can change my narrative. Because God, guess what? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You can change your narrative. Where's your heart? Where's your heart right now? Where's your mind right now? What are you thinking about? What are you putting your energy toward? You can change your narrative. Trust the Lord. Believe him and be willing to put in the work. Whatever that work is, whatever that it is for you that you're desiring to, you're desiring God to do, whatever it is you're believing God for, be willing to put that work in. Be willing and be willing to receive. But then also know who's speaking to your life. And when people are speaking negatively into your life, you bind that up. Now I'm speaking forth life, not negative, not negativity. And I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And be okay with it. Be at peace with that. Like Auntie Sheila said a few minutes ago, be still and know that I am God. What does it look like to be still? What does it look like to know? To be still, I can trust God. People can be going crazy, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trusting God. People can say whatever they're going to say, but you know, I'm believing God. I'm trusting him. I'm at peace because I know the season I'm in my life. You know, I just pray that you guys are encouraged tonight. And whatever it is that you're doing, you can change your narrative. Speak forth the word. Speak positively over your life. And then be willing to put in the work. Be willing to put in the work, and you will see the difference. And you will be prepared. And it will be like this. You won't even realize how far God has brought you back, has brought you from, but you take a step in the right direction. Step by step by step by step by step. And watch what God's going to do in your life. Hope you guys are encouraged today. Thank you. Keep me in prayer and have a good night, everyone. We'll definitely do that, Oscar. Be encouraged, all right? Be encouraged tonight. Be encouraged. You can change your narrative. Trust God. Trust the process. You can change your narrative. I want to say God bless you. Guys, continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my mother. Thank you guys for praying for her. I pray that God will bless each and every one of you. Please share this on your pages. And thank you for my ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. And I'm really excited about what God is going to, what God is doing. And all these different things, guys, are things that, like I said, the minister is preaching to himself. You know, I'm preaching to myself. So I just say, hey, what's going on, cuz? I got a cuz fan on. What's going on? Love you. And, you know, you can change your narrative. God's giving you the power to change your narrative. So change your narrative. Do what you're supposed to do and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. You can change your narrative. God bless you guys. Have a great night and be encouraged. I hope to see you guys Thursday from 9 to 10, okay? God bless you.